Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. On the phone, candidate for governor on the Republican side, Bob Stefanowski. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good. What's this press conference coming up?
What did you do?
No, we want to talk about inflation. Yesterday, another 40-year high, 9% inflation. It's costing families. An average family is paying another $5,500 a year in Connecticut.
Really?
Because of inflation. And it's driven just as much by Governor Lamont as it is by President Biden.
Eesh.
It's getting out of control out there.
Yeah, it is.
I saw the first negative ad on you this morning.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, the picture is not that bad. Like, if I'm like, this is the worst picture of me you could come up with.
Right. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, they made it grainy and stuff.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't do that.
No, there are worse ones out there. But he reacted. You know, you hear a lot of inside scoop. We issued a digital ad last week that, I don't know if you remember, Governor Lamont made a quote that it's, quote, too complicated to do business in Connecticut, and that his wife, Mrs. Lamont, who owns a hedge fund, is now doing business down in Nashville because Connecticut's too complicated. This is the governor of the state of Connecticut recommending that people don't do business in Connecticut. They do it in Nashville because it's too complicated. So we ran an ad on that last week. I think it upset him. I think this is the payback. I think that's what's going on.
But when he said it's too complicated, did he mean it's too complicated to explain to you in a 10-second soundbite, or did he mean Connecticut's too complicated to do business in?
Period.
Well, I think what he meant, and again, you never know. Now, his latest was it was just an offhand comment that's taken out of context. I don't know what he meant, to be honest with you. But when you're the governor of Connecticut and you're publicly saying your state, your own state that you've been running for 3 years, is too hard to do business in, go down to Nashville, of course I'm going to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
Let him explain what he meant. He shouldn't say it regardless of what
he
meant.
It could mean anything. You know, the comment could mean anything, but the reality is his wife set up a business in another state.
Yeah.
That's a good point for you.
And he bragged about it. I mean, we got to make business cheaper in Connecticut. We got to reduce regulation. There's a massive $400 million unemployment insurance loan sitting on the top of business. We should pay that off. We got $3.5 billion up in the state capitol, and people are struggling to make rent payments and buy gas. I don't know what in the world he's thinking. We came out with five things that we could do to give people a little bit of a break over the summer, but he refuses to do it. I think he's in a campaign mode. He's more concerned about attacking me than helping the people of Connecticut, and that's not good.
Did you see the attack ad on you?
Yeah, I did. I saw it last night. You know, it's the same old stuff they drum up. And
says you're too extreme for Connecticut.
Oh, God.
You don't seem extreme.
Nah.
I just wonder, do you go through your pictures and look, oh, man, hope they don't get a hold of that
one. My license photo, no.
Right. My driver's license photo is the worst one I've ever had.
Public enemy number one.
I'm like pasty white.
Right.
Yeah, it's January.
Yeah, usually hungover.
It's pasty white. My hair's like, I just, you know, red eyes.
Like a mugshot.
Everything. It's a mugshot.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I'm holding numbers.
You should make your own negative ad against yourself. Like, you know, I saw the governor making, you know, negative ads against me. Look, here's how to do it.
Right.
Here's a picture of me.
Right, exactly.
In the morning.
Right.
Haven't
had coffee
this
yet.
Is before my coffee.
Right, haven't
now,
had coffee
there's
yet.
A picture.
Right, right. Here I am in a windstorm.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. One time I was taking the trash
just make
out
fun
the
of
the curb.
It. It's
yeah,
a
exactly.
joke.
Right.
It just takes all the air out of
notice
it.
Notice I'm like, mismatched fuzzy bunny slippers, yes.
Yeah.
The last time around, we were filming a commercial at a construction site, and they handed me the hard hat. And my gut was screaming, don't put this hard
don't
hat on.
Don't put it on.
But I did.
You're already tall.
Right.
And sure enough, it was an attack ad, just like, I think it was Dukakis with the Army helmet on in the tank.
Oh, yeah.
A long
yeah.
time ago. So you never put a hard hat on if you're running for office, because it's always going to show up in an attack.
No, really? Because I see when politicians show up.
Yeah.
To a construction site, they're doing
break
the ribbon,
yeah.
they break ground, they put the hard hats on, they got the gold shovels.
Yep.
And I always feel like when we as a show go to an event for people who do the work every day to help kids or veterans, and we show up and we're taking pictures. I'm like, I feel like that politician who, you know, I'm showing up, I take a picture, I leave.
You guys are the hard
work. You get to do the work.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I see them wearing hard hats all the time, no?
No, well, it wasn't a good look for me. Maybe you can pull it off.
No,
AJ can probably pull that look off. But
yeah. No, you with a hard hat, no. Like, I would never believe that you're working on a building with a hard hat. You would bang your head every 5 seconds.
Unless he's the architect showing up with the blueprint.
All right, maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you guys, it feels different this time. We're at the Bridgeport Puerto Rico Day Parade. We had people running up. People are tired. They've had another 4 years of higher taxes, inflation. I'm telling you guys, it feels different than 2018. People are ready for change. We got a broader platform this time. We're going to get energy prices down. Crime is a big deal. We got to support our law enforcement.
Yeah. Have you, I'm not taking sides. You know, everybody knows me as Mr. Neutral.
Right.
But have you, this is just like a strategical thing. Have you made your buckets of like, here's our ads. This is what they're going to be. One's economy, one's crime, and whatever else, something else.
Playful side.
Well, you do, but
playful side. Right.
I look whimsical here playing tennis.
Yeah. What do you do? Do you do anything? Like,
there's a plan, but then you also have to be reactive. Like yesterday, 40-year high inflation, Governor Lamont says, well, that's a backward-looking number. He says, well, the price of grain has been down 10%. Last time I bought a barrel of grain, who cares? People are struggling out there. So that's one of the things about the press conference this morning. He's a governor still. He's campaigning. He's trying to explain every issue away rather than what's doing right for the people of Connecticut and trying to fix it. He should be putting people first.
Is your machine set up to where he says something like that and an hour later you have an ad running saying, did you see this? It makes no sense. Do you have a machine that could produce something that fast and have it aired?
Again, I want to be respectful of the governor, but the best footage that we can put on TV is what this governor says himself, and that's not hard to do, right? You got the clip. You get those people with the great voices, either the woman or the man, you do an overtone and you're done.
That's right.
So when you're using footage of your opponent, it's not that hard. There's no filming. And guys, he does it all the time, the statements that he makes.
No, but do you have do you have a machine that could turn an ad? So he says something, you know, at noon.
Yeah.
And at 3 o'clock, the ad's running with that clip in it with the voiceover guy. Do you have something that where you can turn it around that fast?
TV, probably 24 hours. Digital, yes. Digital, an hour. TV, probably a day.
That's cool. Huh. That's cool. Important. Again, I'm not taking sides here. I'm just saying I'm interested in the tactical part of it.
Exactly. You know? Right.
Even though I am taking sides. I mean, you know, we're friends.
I know. You've been very fair to both of us.
He can come on anytime he wants.
Yeah, it's true.
He can come on anytime he wants. All right. Well, tell Amy I said hello.
Yes.
And you know, you got to do that. You got to do that negative ad. You in your pajamas with a cup of coffee and your hair's messy.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's so great.
I don't like this meatloaf.
Yeah. You taking a bite of some food that you don't like and you're making a face like
the bad shrimp face.
And it's spilling down the front of your shirt. Right.
You've seen Governor Lamont attack ads on Bob Stefanowski. Right. Here's Bob Stefanowski's attack ads on Bob Stefanowski.
Bob hit his knee in the corner of his table.
All right. Thanks for coming on.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye.
Those would be funny, though.
We should make attack ads on each other.
I can attack every guy. You don't need to make an ad.
Okay. I got to write this down.
Oh, no.
That sounds like fun.
Gee, who's going to be the first one?
Why are you looking at me?
I'm looking at you for support here.
Yeah. All right. Just a note. Did you see this? This public service announcement on a nuclear attack in New York. New York's running this public service announcement. What to do in the event of a nuclear attack.
Yeah, like, why are you doing this?
People are going bananas.
Yeah.
Rightfully so, I think.
Yeah, like, why out of all these years, all of a sudden, now you're doing this?
Why would you? What are you?
Yeah, out of the blue, now. Why? Yeah.
I may have the answer to that question, but let's run the ad first.
So there's been a nuclear attack. Don't ask me how or why. Just know that the big one has hit.
Hold on. Does it start like that, or does it say this is not a real thing?
This is all that
That's
we got.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, I have no idea if this is the full PSA or not.
Yeah, the full PSA is like 90 seconds. This is 30 seconds of it.
Okay.
This is the meat of it.
Okay. So there's some setup saying it didn't happen, but...
I don't know if it starts, if this is the beginning of it or what.
This would be the worst way to start.
Yes,
because you would say, wait, what?
Yeah, what did I miss? You know, coffee spit take, yep.
Yeah.
Just know that the big one has hit, okay? So what do? Get inside fast. Stay inside. If you were outside after the blast, get clean immediately. Remove and bag all outer clothing to keep radioactive dust or ash away from your body. And don't go outside until officials say it's safe. All right? You've got this.
You've got this. That's the end of it.
Did anyone come away from that thinking, we got it?
No. Like, why do I have to have it?
Go inside. Yeah, unless the building goes down, in which case you're screwed.
And they either run this because they know something.
Right.
Or they want to distract us. From something.
Oh, something else, yeah. Look like, over here.
Well, the economy blows. People are getting shot just walking down the street. But they got people being like, you know, let's let them think about maybe, you know, this could be a lot worse.
Need to occupy their minds with something totally different. Roll the tape.
Yeah.
Yep.
I have the full thing if you want to hear the very beginning.
Oh, you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Let's hear the beginning.
Okay.
Anything on the screen now?
So there's been a nuclear attack.
That is the
Don't ask me how
I'm
or why.
Sorry.
Just
That's got to be stopped.
They're watching Hill Street Blues.
The mayor said he doesn't believe the video was alarmist, telling reporters, quote, I'm a big believer in better safe than sorry.
Okay.
What the hell?
Right.
What the hell?
I think, like you said, this is a diversion. Occupy your mind. Something else is going on.
Yeah, and by the way, you know, some of us went through this in school as kids. Like, in the event of a nuclear bomb, crawl under your desk.
Yep. You had to put your hands behind your neck.
Like, okay, because that's an inch and a half piece of particle board.
Right. Life and death.
And that little metal structure holding it up.
And that plastic
doing a whole
chair.
Lot for me right
that's,
now.
That's going to keep the radiation off of me.
Exactly right, yes.
What the hell?
Yep.
Can you find one of those? I don't even know what year you would put in.
Go like 1968.
It was like duck and cover.
Yeah. We had to go the hallways and, like, you know, crouch down and put your hands behind your neck.
In the hallways?
Yeah, the hallways. The hallway had no windows.
Oh.
So it was all just brick.
Would you want to survive a nuclear attack?
I'd like to give it a shot, yes.
Would you?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I'm all for breathing, yes.
I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
Because if I go, I'm going all the way. It's like,
yeah,
I'm fighting you over the food. Like, this is...
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm not going to trust anyone. I'm going to live like an animal.
Right. You know, I'd go with that one.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm fighting
for
survival.
The gloves are off.
Fighting for survival.
No one's going to roll up to my door like,
exactly.
Oh, hello, help.
Right.
Like, no, sorry.
There's going to be the circle of
people. If I don't know you, I don't trust you.
We're going to become like a little band, a little circle of people.
That's right.
Surviving. Only the chosen one.
Or I'm just going to, like, all right, let's put on some nice music, have a couple glasses of tequila.
Right.
Then call it a day.
Yeah, no, I'm fighting.
I don't know. You want to live like that? Every day you're like running through the woods trying to find food, fighting people.
I'd give it a shot. See what happens. Maybe I'm good at it. Never know. These skills I had no idea I had. Get to drive any car you want.
I feel like you become someone's man.
Remember the
slave.
Omega Man? He went to the Ford dealer and just drove out with that car out of the windshield, out of the showroom?
No.
Yeah. And Charlton Heston became Omega Man. You see him looking at a car and goes, you know, I kind of like this one. And he goes, I'm going to take it for a ride. He just gets in the car and drives out. And you see that he's in some dealership and there's like dead people on the floor. So they all died from some kind of disease that apparently he doesn't get. Uh-huh. And he just kind of drives right through the glass and goes flying down the street. And I think it was a Ford Galaxy.
Hmm.
Yep. So
you're the Omega Man.
There's stuff like that, yeah.
Did you find one, Phil?
Harley dealer. But. Excuse me.
Let us face, without panic, the reality of our times. The fact that atom bombs may someday be dropped on our cities. And let us prepare for survival by understanding the weapon that threatens us.
The Wonder Woman.
An atom bomb destroys or injures in three ways: by blast, heat, and radioactivity. The blast of an atom bomb is its most important destructive agent. In Japan, whole buildings were flattened by its force. However, many buildings of sturdy construction, even though close to the explosion, remained standing. The principal dangers of blast are flying glass and debris, the fires it may start, and the danger of being crushed in collapsing buildings.
Jesus.
The person made this music.
It sounds like 9/11.
Yeah. That's the first minute.
Without the radioactive element.
I'm wondering who did the music and do you put in your resume? You know?
Yeah.
That was me.
What year was that?
I can't tell. 1951, it looks like.
It sounded like a 51. Had the same guy.
What was going on in 1951 where they needed to scare the crap out of people?
Well, we had Hiroshima not long before that.
Yeah.
So,
is that waiting? Yeah, we probably figured, well, we dropped a couple bombs on Japan. Someone's going to.
Yeah.
Retaliate.
Yeah, it's open game now.
Right. Italian temper, wait for it. Boom. Yep.
But do they really think people are going to survive that? It's going to be total chaos, total pandemonium. You see what happens when a concert gets out?
Yeah.
You see what happens when people are getting out of an airplane? It's like, look, I'll see you at the luggage thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you're pushing your way out the plane. I'll see you. It's fine.
You see this kitchen with this free food?
Like, we're fighting over this position.
Right. Pizza!
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Something like that happens, all hell is going to break loose.
I'd give it a shot.
Just restrict traffic to one lane on one highway, on one side of it, and see how people
behave.
And
people go bananas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, imagine every highway in the entire country trying to do that.
Oh, man. Can you imagine just Friday trying to get out to the Hamptons?
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. Can you imagine people trying to get off of Long Island
and
off of New York?
Need a boat.
Ah, just, it would be total pandemonium.
Got to comment your boat.
Forget your video. No one's going to say, now what did that video say?
Right. Let me consult this.
Let's go inside.
Right. Go inside.
City's being attacked.
Right.
I'm going to go in my apartment, take my clothes off.
Take a shower.
Bag my clothes.
Put my clothes in the bag. Yeah.
Please.
And then wait.
There are three important steps that I want you to remember.
Yeah.
Step one.
Crap yourself.
Get
shoot yourself.
Fast.
And die. Marissa Squires is on. She's owner of Dogology in Connecticut. Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
So what did this dog do?
So this is great. It really just, you know, goes to how absolutely amazing our dogs are and how we don't give them enough credit at all. So we had a client come in and her dog was limping on its front paw. So the dog actually did end up tripping down the stairs. Of course, the mom felt incredibly guilty, was horrified, and the dog was limping. So, you know, she gave her a day or so, you know, just watching her, and then decided, all right, you know, it's time to bring her in. She's still limping. So, you know, our veterinarian at the time did an exam. There didn't seem to be too much pain or a break. So it was probably like a soft tissue injury, right? A rolled ankle, something like that. So the dog, of course, walked out much better than it came in, always the way I swear when you bring your dog to the vet, and was sent home on some payments. So a week later, the client called and said, hey, the limping is back. You know, it got better, and now it's back again. So, you know, every once in a while, she would notice the limping, she'd feel guilty, and she just wanted to make sure nothing else was going on. So the dog walked into the vet hospital on all four legs normally. So the owner didn't understand. There has to be something going on. So we took some x-rays to rule out, you know, a potential hairline fracture. We sent off some blood work to make sure that it wasn't any sort of tick-borne illness, which can kind of come and go with that lameness.
Oh, okay.
And everything was negative. Sent the radiographs over to a radiographic specialist and nothing. Nope, the dog's leg's fine.
This bill's getting big.
Seriously. That dog's going to be limping afterwards.
Yeah.
We all know vet bills if we have pets, right?
Yes. So, yes.
So, okay, it was determined the dog might just be re-injuring it, right? When you have, a sprained ankle and every once in a while, you know, you can re-sprain it if you're not being careful. So the dog did not seem to be in pain. So was sent home, say, all right, rest her really
this
well.
This is puzzling.
Yeah.
This is puzzling.
This is and a dog, you got to call Dr. House.
Yeah.
You know, this is a Dr. House episode.
Where's Huey Laurie? Go for it.
Exactly, and that's exactly what the owner was saying. Like, this is very strange. You know, this dog would go out in the backyard and chase the squirrels in the backyard like the happiest dog in the world and come inside so pleased with herself, completely fine. So, all right, you know, about a week or so later, the mom calls and is like, listen, the limping is back. The limping is back. I don't know what's going on. Something has to be wrong with my dog.
There's no tumor. There's no break. There's no hairline fracture. Yeah, there's no
bone
soft
cancer,
tissue
nothing.
Tear. So
the mom saying that
nothing
ingrown toenail,
nothing. No, exactly. You know, everything, there was, you know, full exams done multiple times at this point. So we said, all right, bring the dog in. The dog was still fine. Ran an entirely full panel of blood work to say, man, let's see if anything else is going on, anything whatsoever. Everything was normal. Nothing was clinically wrong with this dog. So we said to the owner, you know, we're really sorry. The next step is going to be an MRI. We've done everything that we can do here, and nothing is wrong with this dog's front leg. So we said to the owner, you know,
hold
make
on
a
one
journal.
Second. Hold
make
on. Sure you're... Let's see. Initial appointment.
Right.
Okay. X-rays.
Right.
Blood tests.
Right. Walking fee.
MRI.
Right.
Meds.
Fecal.
Multiple phone calls.
Right.
Okay.
Urine test.
Okay. I guess I could sell my third-born child.
Right, town for work.
Right.
Wowie.
Gas to get over
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, wow. And again, if when we have dogs, we know how much we'll do for them and how much we love them. So, of course,
exactly
the
right.
Different.
Right. They
exactly
know that.
Right.
They know that.
There's no amount of money that you wouldn't spend. You would put yourself in debt.
Right.
You'd sell whatever it takes.
I'll sell the car if I have to.
That's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
My
You're 100%
in.
My kitty.
Yep.
Yep. Exactly. So we said to this owner, listen, if you're resting this dog truly, make a journal. Figure out when she's limping. Is it when she's going up the stairs, down the stairs?
Oh, that's great.
Inside from, you know, is it after a small walk? Is it after this? So we said, make a journal. So after a period of time, we reached back out to the owner for a recheck. And when we talked to the owner, she said, I'm making a journal. And after we talked to her, she didn't determine, but as she was telling us her schedule, she was saying, you know, my work has recently changed. I've been gone away from the house a ton. And every time that I'm gone from the house, I wonder if she's re-injuring her paw because she's limping again. And we're like, wait a minute here. There's nothing clinically wrong with this dog. There's no tumors underlying. We did the radiographs. We sent them off to specialists. We did full blood work. So now we're discussing this with this owner repeatedly, telling her to continue to journal. What ended up happening was this dog was faking. Dogs are pattern related, and behavior for them is very black and white. They learn what gets them the response that they want, good and bad. So this dog was conditioning her mom to spend more time with her by fake limping.
I love it.
So now every time the dog
what
limps,
kind of dog
right,
was this?
Owner,
golden retriever?
So it was a golden mix. Yeah, it was a golden mix, right?
A Tammy Award winner.
Very smart dog.
Yes. Very smart.
But I didn't realize that smart.
The dog's name was Oscar.
But think about it, right? Every time the dog limps, the owner would stop. She'd make sure she was okay. She'd call the vet. She'd
probably got treats.
Everyone,
yeah.
Treats. Everyone loved that
treated like
yeah.
Love.
She got car rides.
Right.
The dog loved.
Attention,
she
right.
Take time off of work. Attention.
Right.
It was crazy. The dog was totally fine, except just learned how to completely get the response that she wanted. So, you know.
Who was walking who here?
Did,
yeah.
Who was walking? Well, and
that
if you think
funny.
About it in terms of dog
all
behavior,
the stupid
it happens
things
all the
we
time.
Make the dogs do to get a treat, like sit,
right.
Lay down, roll
right.
over,
right.
Stay.
So they go, yeah, watch
it's
this.
Like, watch this
hold
one.
Hold my beer.
Leave work. Get me in the car.
Right.
Drain your bank account.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
More treats. Damn it. I don't like the ones you gave me already.
Oh.
I want fresh now.
This I want hugs.
This is a rare case,
but
though,
think
right?
about it. Dogs train us all the time. Right?
That's
so,
true.
You know, the reason dogs beg is because when they stare at us and they look so cute, we give them a piece of food off our plate.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
When they bark, we pet them and we give them attention. They're literally training us all the time with a lot of bad behaviors to actually get the response they want from us.
Yeah. When they want to go out, we don't clean the carpet, so we got to take them out. Yeah.
No, that is true. I had a German Shepherd who I'd be on the bed. I didn't like the dog on the bed.
Oh, see? I have no problem with that.
He'd come up to the bed, and he'd put his head down on the bed and just look at me.
Can I just lay with you for a little while?
And just, you know, you look over like, oh, I'm not going to look.
Come on.
You look back over, a little smile.
Come on, take my room.
They see that smile. They're like, I'm in.
Right.
I'm in.
I'm good. Right. All clear.
I'm going to lay on the bed, and I've got gas.
That
dogs
is
amazing. Have the most patience to get what they want, right? Oh, yeah. They will wait forever. You know, it's up to us to be consistent and also to not give them what they want, because they'll wait it out for, you know, I'm sure the dog would have stayed at the end of your bed for an hour. And
they got
by the end
going
of an hour,
on.
He's worn you down, you know? And so you're like, okay. And he's like, yes, it works.
I've got all day to stare at you right now.
Yes, exactly.
All day.
That is. Have you ever heard of anything like that before? That's pretty extreme.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. It is. There are definitely cases of it. My friend of mine who works in she's also a veterinary technician, and she works in a dog kennel, had something similar where they had a dog that was boarding there that would do the same thing. It would actually limp because when it first got there, when it was limping, they kept letting it out more often and letting it out more often. And so from that time on, that dog would hold its leg up inside the kennel.
Aww.
It wasn't limping because it couldn't walk around, but it would hold its leg up. And so, of course, the attendants would go in and be like, oh, my God, what's wrong? And the vet would see it and it'd go out into treatment area.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yep.
You know, it makes complete sense now because we say, sit, lay down, roll over. Here's a treat.
Yep.
They're like, oh, when I limp,
I get this.
I get my treats.
Right. I get out.
I get my treat. Around. I get my car ride.
Exactly right. I get affection.
Yep.
Yeah,
wow.
Loving.
Yep. I get half the bed.
Hold on 1 second. Let's bring in Nancy from Cromwell. Hey, Nance.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Hello.
Good. I just wanted to say that I have a Bernese Mountain Dog. She's 11. And she is the smartest thing in the world. But the whole thing is that if she realized that I was taking her to the vet all the time, she would be saying, oh, hell no, we're not going to the vet.
She'd do the opposite.
Yes, she would. And she would come at the door and say, I'm not going in anywhere.
I'm fine. Your leg's hanging off. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, yeah, it depends on what her vet experience is.
Right.
If it's needles and, you know.
Right.
Here, she wasn't with her mom.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she'd be going crazy. And she would also stop dead at that door and not go in after 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
It's amazing
thank you,
how
Nance.
Every
I can hear
every
you. I can hear you
10
seconds later. Sorry, Marissa?
No, you're fine. I said it's amazing how every dog's experience and association is very different with the vet. And it kind of comes down to, you know, how many good experiences they've had there, just like you said. You know, is it all what they perceive as traumatic, right? Getting their vaccines, not liking being held, that kind of stuff.
I had a couple dogs who loved it. They're like, how many butts can I sniff today?
Exactly right. And crotches.
Yeah.
And yes.
Cats.
Yep.
No way.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Hate it.
Every single cat.
So Bruce Springsteen coming to Mohegan Sun March 12th. Let's run through all this. First of all, congratulations to you and Tom Cantone.
Thank you. Yes, we worked hard on that. And as most people know that listen, he's my favorite live performer and always my biggest treat to present in concert. So I'm so excited. I will be saving a seat in the audience for me.
Cool.
That was the last time I saw you out in the audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. True. I knew Bruce is coming on any second now because Jimmy just took a seat.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, he's 73 years old and you never know when. So I'm going to catch every minute of it I can.
Absolutely. He's a young 73.
Very young 73, yeah.
Oh, I hate standing next to him. He's actually six weeks younger than me. He looks 10 years younger than me. So, it's the best. And it's March 12th, Mohegan Sun. And what I suggest to everybody to do is he does the verified fan concept, which is making sure that ticket brokers don't get tickets because they will... You register with Ticketmaster, and when you register with Ticketmaster, they will look at your history and see if you've bought 20 tickets for every single show I ever promoted.
Wow.
And they'll recognize you as probably a ticket broker, and they will X you out so real fans get it. And it's just verifiedfan.ticketmaster.com/Springsteen. It's that simple. You sign up, and you give you.
We're having problems with the box today.
Yep. I'm wondering why that is.
there are atmospheric conditions sometimes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm going to find them. I'm going to give them the condition.
Yeah.
Should I? You think I should try the house number?
Let's get him on the phone.
Yeah. Okay.
And then this way I could go back and forth. When we lose him on the box, I'll go to the phone.
Exactly right. Which is the best part missing right now. He's still talking.
He's like, telling us how we get free Bruce Springsteen tickets.
And you two guys are going to go for free. You're going to sit next to me at this show.
Oh, that, and he's like, he would never say that.
In my head, just fantasy. Like when someone says you won the lottery.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey there. I don't know what's
Yeah, I don't know what's happening.
Yep.
I've had agents hang up on me. I've had girlfriends hang up on me. Oh, my God. Now you guys are hanging up.
We are not.
Actually, you hung up on yourself.
That is the phone. That is something
beyond our
capability.
Yes. Trust me.
All I was trying to say is that I am suggesting everybody sign up on the Verified Fan link at Ticketmaster, which is verifiedfan.ticketmaster.com/Springsteen, because what Ticketmaster is doing is seeing what your history is and buying tickets. And if you're one of those guys or gals that buys 20 tickets for every show, you're recognized as probably a ticket broker, and you will not get tickets to this. We're going to put people in front of the line that are not brokers.
That's great.
And you choose the 5 shows. It's great. I went online, did it myself, and maybe even get tickets to my own show. Who knows?
Cool.
But I signed up for it, and they give you an order. Pick 5 shows, and they'll try to get you tickets for the 5 shows. And that goes through Monday, the 17th, the sign up.
Nice.
5 Bruce shows or 5 any?
5 Bruce shows. 5 Bruce shows.
Oh, cool. Wow. Okay.
Up to 5. You don't have to choose 5. You can choose 1 or 2, but, you know. But you could choose up to 5 shows.
That's awesome.
That works.
Yeah, it's a fabulous system. Not too many artists use it. Bruce uses it because he wants to make sure his fans are in the audience. And he wants to make sure his tickets are sold to the fan directly.
That everybody, you know, so it's not just a pile of rich people.
Yeah. Who could care less. It's just to be seen. Like,
yeah.
I want to spring
where we're
sitting. Yeah, name one song. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah. That's one of the things that makes him very special. No question about it.
Is that the number 20, or is it over 10 or around 20, or what's the number where if you buy that for every show, you're
calling? Oh, I don't know the number offhand, okay. But there is an algorithm that they have recognized who tickets broke. I hate to use the word scalpers now because it's so 20th century ticket brokers, because it is legal. It is legal, so I don't rant on them anymore like I used to because the government has decided it's legal. But nonetheless, they try to recognize the volume of shows and the volume of tickets per show. I couldn't tell you what the real number is.
Right.
I'm worried about Frank. He seems to go a lot of shows, this guy, so I'm a little worried.
He's
about
in trouble.
Him.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Right.
What about friends of Jimmy? How does that work?
Well, we have no 2023 members as of this point. So there is no friends of Jimmy for 2023 right now. So, you know, everybody's paid for 2022, but this show is taking place in 2023. So we send emails out to everybody that's a 2022 member with the verified fan information and how to sign up.
There you go.
That's smart.
Yeah.
And so Friends of Jimmy will have access to this, the tickets?
Only equally with everybody else.
What does that mean?
They have the verified fan link, that's all, because there are no members
for the
year 2020. We haven't opened up 2023 yet.
Right.
We usually open it up in September.
But typically, if you're a friend of Jimmy, and I'm only pursuing this line of questioning because people are trying to do everything they can to try to get these tickets.
Of course.
So typically, when you sign up for Friends of Jimmy, you're guaranteed an option to buy tickets for every show that comes to these venues. But with Bruce, it's you register and get a chance at tickets. So that would be the same thing for Friends of Jimmy. You get a chance. You can't guarantee everyone in your club Bruce tickets.
No, wrong year, 2023. You're all members in 2022. We have in the past been able to do it because he's gone on sale the same year that the membership is. But this year he decided to go on sale in July for March of 2023.
Oh, right. Okay. Sorry, I'm a little slow. I was on vacation last week.
Right.
I got you.
Just looking back to it here. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time.
Right.
Right.
By December, we're good.
There's a couple of positions, some rooms left in the Chaz and AJ trip to Punta Cana.
Oh.
Hey! Boom. boom, boom. I smell tin. I see.
I said
drums.
There's a couple rooms left.
Yay!
Puta cana!
Puta cana!
Puta! I can't even spell it. I can't spell it.
Say it. Right. I don't care. I know it's warm and right. We're going.
Exactly.
Amanda with Largate Travels on. Hello.
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 I have a question I want to pose to you. So we just sold another room.
Okay.
With three people in it.
Three.
Okay.
Three people.
Yeah. So we're down to like just a few rooms left. Uh-oh. And that's it. So this is a great moment where you're like, you know what? Life's too short.
Right.
It's not always going to be here.
It's a bargain.
There's an opportunity to get a room at like 2020, but no one wanted the travel price.
Right.
You get everything.
Exactly. Right.
Exactly.
Get you in the pool right there.
You get the bus transportation. You get the airfare back and forth. You get the food. You get the alcohol. You get beverages.
You get everything.
You get activities. You get the Hard Rock Hotel. The whole deal.
Yes.
Right. One price.
My
question is,
yeah,
these three people that got the one room, I know them.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So they're very good friends of mine.
Okay.
So it's a married couple. Awesome.
Yes.
Jason, his wife.
Uh-huh.
And then my friend Mike.
Oh.
Who's single.
Oh.
Mike has money.
Okay.
He has lots of money.
Right.
Now, he can get his own room.
He could do that, yes.
Now, you're single.
Right.
You're going to Punta Cana.
Right.
Why?
I don't think he's planning to stay in that room.
Maybe he wants to. Maybe he wants to go pull the.
But he does not have the option of saying, "Come back to my room."
Well, he could.
And just, I can go to your room.
Tell the other two to get lost.
Oh yeah.
I just thought. Just a thought. Right. Just a thought. I'm just saying. If they were a friend, they'd do that.
Oh, all right.
Just hang at the bar for a while.
Sorry, hon. I know we paid for a room.
Right, but Mike's
busy.
But we're
sleeping out on these
Mike's busy.
Chase lounges right. Tonight.
This is why you're
the pool.
Right, to make her pass out so she falls asleep downstairs.
Yeah, I don't. I'm scratching my head on this. I don't understand the math on this one.
Okay, well.
The Twitch chat room already wants to know how old Mike is.
Maybe this is why he's single.
Mike is my age.
Okay.
Okay.
I think there are some interested parties.
Really?
Yes.
Already?
Yes.
Oh, they have room in their rooms like that?
Yes. Like
they want to put Mike up?
Yes, they do. Exactly.
Literally.
I see what you did there.
I got to tell you, this is going to be a great party. But Mike,
it sounds like it already.
Mike, what the hell are you thinking?
Mike. He's like, I got this planned out. Don't worry about it.
So how much money did he save by doing it this way, sleeping with Jason and his wife? And by the way, why would
not
Jason
enough.
Allow this to happen? Not enough.
Right.
Not enough.
Exactly.
No, why would
like the sock on the door in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Now, why would Jason allow this?
Right.
Well, he's not having, like, if we're going to have to schedule our
right.
our sexy time now.
Well, if they're a married couple, it ain't happening.
Story.
Maybe it's a menage a trois.
Maybe
no.
More to it.
No.
No.
Oh, okay. Definitely not.
Film crew? What? No.
That was a hard no.
Right.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know. Toast and weird now.
Yeah, no, there's none of that.
Right.
I mean, they're very good friends. They enjoy each other's company.
Well,
they make each
so.
Other's laugh.
Yes.
But I don't get why.
Well, and that, it gives you the vibe of the trip, right? Everybody's there to have a good time, party with each other, hang out. It's not about, you know, for them, not about a romantic getaway, but having a good time with friends. And that's what this trip is always about with the tribe. Even if you're not somebody who's been on a trip in the past, you are then part of the tribe, the traveling tribe. And it's pretty cool.
All right. Hold on. Mike's now saying he's not in the same room.
Oh,
I don't think I think he is. Didn't you guys sell one room to three people?
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Did you?
You know what? One of the great things about us at Largate Travel is we don't tell. So,
just so you don't know.
That's pretty cool.
Just so you don't know.
To us is totally, totally not anybody else's business. So,
I can hear this is not going well for Mike. I'm just going to be over here.
Sure, it's your niece.
Here
I don't get it.
Here we go.
Well, Well, here's what's super cool about this. Everybody's seeing in the news how prices for travel are skyrocketing. Airfares are up. Hotels are at a premium. This is a fixed
price.
So
hold on, Amanda. Hold on one second.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes, no.
Hey,
what's up?
I think you are in the same room.
With who?
Jason.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Yeah, we did this on purpose.
Why would you do that?
They said room with us. You don't have to pay the extra grand.
Oh,
okay.
So it's a party.
It's the same thing.
He says, I'm not going to be in the room anyways, he said. He said, I'm not going to be around anyways.
Oh, okay.
Where's he going to go?
Where's he going to sleep?
He loved his attitude.
Did you hunker down with me? Awesome. He says, I'll jump into bed. He said, oh, it's a fucking show. This is a shit show. I did get off the phone.
Hold on. I forgot to tell Mike he's on the air.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's right, though.
It is. This is going to be fun.
All right. So you're going single, and you don't want to have the option of telling a girl, hey, come back to my room.
Oh, it's going to be. That's my room, too.
Technically, it is his room.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I don't see the problem here, Chaz.
Right, what's the problem?
He's got to ditch out, man. He's got to go. Or he stays. Or
those
he stays
are good friends.
Whatever they want to do.
Yeah, maybe too. Yeah.
I'm going to go out the wild turkey this weekend.
Mike's like, I'm not slowing down my process.
That's right. You can stay and watch and listen, or you can go somewhere else. This is my room too.
That's my room too. I'm paying for it too. I got thirds of that.
Okay, so balcony.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right, talk to you soon. Oh, I can't.
I had
wait.
A feeling
either
it went that way.
To be next to them or not.
Oh, I can't wait for this trip. I really can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. The group that we're going with, how many people do we have now?
It's about 100.
It's about 100
wow.
people.
Oh.
About 100 people.
Crazy
small army. Yes.
Fun. Group of people. We are having so much fun talking to everybody and just getting to know everybody. Everyone's excited. It's the end of the summer, so it's leaving on September 4th, which is the day before Labor Day. So literally most people have Monday off, so they don't have to take 5 days off. They take 4 days off. They come back Friday. You have Saturday to get ready to go. You have the weekend to recuperate, which we know everyone will require.
Yes. That's
you know
what I love
it's
about it. We come
easy.
Back. We return Thursday, right? Or Friday?
Friday. And so you
got Saturday,
and Sunday to regroup.
Right.
Yep.
To chill out.
Gather
get
your
yourself back together.
Right,
I love
right,
it.
Right. Detox.
Totally.
Are we taking over a bar at any point? Because with 100 people, we should have one night where we
really
own the bar.
We have a welcome dinner, which we're having. We're also going to have, I'm sure at some point you guys will take over a bar. I can pretty much guarantee it.
Oh, we will.
We have three people
just knows us.
On site.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a radio station sending multiple chaperones.
Yes, they are.
And these are the best chaperones. These are the chaperones we'll have to keep out of trouble.
They're breaking out Drew.
Is that chaperones with quotes around it?
Chaperones.
Yep.
Yeah.
Drew.
All right, very good. So just a few rooms left. And what is the entry fee to this party?
So if you're in a double room with two people, it's $2,200 per person, $2,199. You can either pay that on your credit card or however you want to do it. Or if you want to make payments, you can make a payment of $100 to get signed up plus your insurance and then make 24 payments, over the next, year, but you can, or 2 years, you could pay it off all at once, no penalty. So it's super easy. I mean, and it gets you away. And if you look, airfares alone to the Caribbean are upwards of $1,000 in most cases. So this is really going to be a good value for everybody, but a blast. You guys are so cool to travel with. We have a catamaran booze cruise one day. We have all sorts of activities on
hold
property.
On. Everything
it's
we do is
going to
be
hotel.
A booze cruise.
Seriously, right. Breakfast.
We have lunch. It's a booze lunch.
Breakfast.
A booze breakfast.
Right. Go to the bathroom. Booze bathroom. Yep.
Yeah.
Booze dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. You get this limitless resort credit, too. So if you want to go for massages, if you want to take other excursions, you get it at a really good discount. And they don't even offer that anymore. We had it because we had it back in 2020. They forwarded it to us. And it's going to be a great trip.
If you think about the experience that you'll have for, you know, $4,400.
Yeah.
And you could just jump in right now and do it a couple of weeks from, what is it? The math, like a month, five, 6 weeks.
Yeah, they're about to.
It's pretty cool because you got to book stuff out like over a year to get a flight and not pay $1 million.
Yep.
So, all right, couple of rooms left. We'll link it up on the radio station website now so it's on the top of whatever.
Yep.
Awesome. And you guys, the pool will not be cold. I guarantee it.
Are you sure?
Nope.
Thank you, Amanda. Bill?
Oh, wow.
Oh, God. Let me just start that this could have been avoided if bank hours were normal and, like, people could just go there. You know, like, if you have a working job, it should just be easy to go to the bank. Anyway, Amanda and I got married, and we started our own account together.
Wait, when did this happen?
They're right. Exactly.
Wow. Was there a wedding and everything?
You don't remember.
I don't remember.
I remember the dates were confusing for you guys, but... So... we set up an account together, and we set that up online thinking we'll just deposit everything digitally. They make it so easy to do now. We don't even have to walk into a branch because we both work.
You have to go in for signatures, no?
You don't have to do that anymore.
Really? Wow. Make it so easy.
This is where it got complicated. Yeah. Some of the checks were made out just to me. Some were made out to Amanda as my last name.
Oh, well, wedding gifts.
Yep. Yeah. Some as her last name.
Now you're finally getting to them, really?
Her maiden name.
Wow.
Right. So this is what wound up happening, is as we start depositing the checks, all of the rules of, like, creating this digital account without going into the branch start popping up as you're doing it. So it's like, hey, you've hit your limit for your monthly deposit. It's like, how is that possible? We've put two checks in.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to be kidding me that it's this low. Like, I've had an account.
Who gave those gifts?
Seriously. I've had an account with this bank before. Like, I know that this number is not this low. It's much higher. Like, we should just be able to get at least half of these in. There's no explanation. Try calling people. Forget it. Can't get through on the phone. So we're like, we're just going to have to go in person. So we go to our branch location in town. They're closed. That's a pandemic closure. They don't exist anymore.
Oh,
so
man.
It's like, oh, come on.
I got
on.
A few of those, too,
no.
in my bank. It's a bummer.
Mine are all open.
So this is a very long way to get to. Last week, you guys are out. I'm able to get out of here in the afternoon, earlier afternoon than I'm used to. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to solve this.
I'm free. Yes, go for it.
Exactly.
Can we say a little side note here?
What?
Phil can get out of here earlier, but he likes to meander.
Exactly.
No, I don't.
Yeah,
no, I like to be in here, and I like to work and be left alone, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Meandering Phil.
Right.
Meandering.
People come and peek in the window, and I don't even make eye contact with them.
I noticed that, because I was trying to tell you there's a fire in the building.
Damn, fire! Oh, screw it.
So anyway, we document everything that we have just to have a backup, which, if there's one lesson anyone's going to get from this, if you have a wedding coming up, do that first before anything else happens.
What do you mean?
Okay.
This person, this check, this number.
Yeah, you got to do that.
You have to do
that. Thank you cards.
Yes, but... also, in this instance, so I have all of them because they will not be accepted digitally. I go to a branch 25 minutes from my house because that's the nearest one.
Yeah.
I walk in and I have two checks. I just brought in two. I have a lot more, but these were the two that were canceled from the digital deposit that we attempted to do.
Okay.
And I explain the situation. And they're like, oh, well, there's a limit. I go, yeah, you don't make that information very easily found once you create this account. It's just like, great, start putting money in. We're like, we have that, awesome. It doesn't work. So she's like, okay, well, I can fix these two. Is that it? I was like, no, there's more. And she's like, okay, well, go get them. So Amanda had put all of the checks carefully, like identified in order,
itemized
in this box.
Right.
So I have this box in my car. I've locked my car. I've hidden the box, and I'm afraid of cash now. What's that?
Did I give you cash?
You gave me beautiful crystal glasses.
But cash, too.
Yes.
Or a check.
Yeah.
I think cash. So it's all about me right now. Where's my goddamn check?
I gave him duct tape.
It's all about...
Yeah, that's
I
right.
I know. You can hear the disaster coming.
Yes.
So I pick up this box. I'm in the parking lot. and I just don't want the lid of this box to come off and all of the checks to go flying through the parking lot. It's my biggest fear.
Right. Hmm.
So I go to close the door. I'm one-handing the box with my left hand.
Uh-oh.
And the bottom of the box is not solid. It's one of those perforated boxes.
I want to vomit right now.
Uh-oh.
The entire bottom.
Oh, my God.
Falls to the ground.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
All of the checks hit the pavement and immediately start blowing in every direction possible.
Oh, there should have been some video.
I am
we
alone.
Have to get the surveillance video.
This guy looks like he's having a spaz attack.
This is our greatest film moment.
Right.
Oh, my God. He,
like a money machine.
He points out
AJ,
every moment
I didn't
everyone
even know what to
screws
do.
Up.
I didn't even know what to do.
This is
right.
Phil running around a parking lot.
Yes.
Like a crazy chicken.
But no one can see the checks.
Chasing checks.
Guy freaking out.
Well, no, but I didn't even realize what happened immediately. So this is how dumb I am. I start picking up the checks that I can get immediately and putting them back into the box. And I'm like, why are, oh my God, the whole box. So now it's just O-F-O-S-O-O-F-F-F. I'm just like in the parking lot screaming obscenities as the checks just disappear into the wind.
Oh,
I'm just,
no.
I'm well, like, cars are coming in and out.
I want a private investigator to go to this area and get surveillance video. I will personally pay for this.
What, you go to Chicago?
What were you saying?
So I'm picking, now I'm picking, now I throw the box. The box is useless.
Right, yeah.
Throw the box away, and I'm just, with both hands, grabbing anything that I can grab. And right. I don't even know if it's a piece of paper that someone just, like, wiped their mouth
lottery
with
ticket,
from,
yeah,
like,
whatever. Yeah.
You look
place.
Like right. the TV select section of Walmart on Black Friday.
I am just grabbing everything that blows past me. I'm
isn't,
like, that, I need it. I will sort this later.
A game show of sorts? Wasn't there a game show?
Yeah,
like this?
But that even is contained to a box.
Yeah,
this
no.
is an
this
open
is,
parking lot
yeah, this
with
is,
random people that I don't know.
This is free range checks.
Watching this happen. So as I'm picking up checks, I hear footsteps behind me. And this person comes up and just the kindest voice ever is just like, hey, let me help you, please. And it's this young girl. I don't know how old. She was the sweetest person on the planet.
Are you running around the parking lot?
No, that part's gone. Now I have lost all saliva in my mouth. My heart has dropped through my stomach and is like knocking on my butt. Like I have absolutely no composure.
It's resting in your bowels.
I am completely a mess.
Right.
I can't even speak. It's just like, thank you, thank you. And she's like, yeah, I saw from the drive-through line and, you know, I just want to help you pick up the checks. And she's handing them directly to me.
Wow.
So now I have this absolute panic where I'm like, all right, I have what I think is all of them,
right?
But I don't have that paper with
now,
all of, like, I cannot
no
correspond
now.
Right, now you got
to
pat her down too, right?
So I go back inside. I'm sweating.
Right.
I can't even catch my breath.
The checks are stuck to you.
And now I have to tabulate everything. Now I have to count so I get up to the counter. I'm trying to explain what's going on. They're like, what? I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm not making any sense because my brain is a scrambled egg right now. Like, I have absolutely no composure.
That was going to help.
Anyway, they finally pieced together. New account. Here's the card that I just got in the mail yesterday. Oh, I haven't even activated it. Put that in the machine. I give them the checks, and they're like, well, where's the other person who's... I was like, well, she's working. Like, what do you want me to do?
Oh,
like,
no.
I can't. She can't be here. So the manager comes over and they're like, you know, it's a lot of checks. It's a lot of money. Like, what do we do? She's like, just approve them. Like, just get them out of here.
Right.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. I was like, I have a copy of our marriage. Oh, yeah. That was the other thing. My marriage license was in that box. That was the first thing that I was able to grab.
Great.
So I brought that in case they needed to say, well, who is this other? Why isn't she here? I was like, well, here it is on this paper, like this official document. So
man,
that's also been blowing around the parking lot this whole time.
And what bank says you can't deposit? You can deposit
right.
until the friggin' sun burns out.
No explanation.
It's when you want the money.
Right.
No
when,
explanation.
That's when they start asking
they
questions.
Problem. Yeah.
No explanation. We were on hold, like on like a hotline for like an hour and a half. I was like, get off the, like, I can't deal with this. Like, this is ridiculous. We
so
just have to go in person.
You
so
have
this
the
is what
paper,
happened.
The checks, the amount.
Yep.
Were you able to cross-reference that, and did you find all the checks?
Every single one.
That's
wow.
amazing.
And I didn't even ask this girl's name, the one that was so generous, hopped out of her car to help me. I have no idea who she is, but she
Boy,
saved
she has a story.
My
yeah.
life that day. absolutely save. She doesn't even know. Has no idea.
Man.
Yeah. Yes, AJ. Yes.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.